Back in prehistoric internet times, that would be the mid-1990s, a man in Northern Virginia had an idea that set an early example for the legions of online news outlets that would appear in the next few years. Katie Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project has more to tell us about the Whipple Report.
In an article in the Washington Post by Patricia Sullivan, she looks at the history of the Whipple Report. Back in 1996, Tom Whipple, who was a retired CIA analyst who specialized in the Middle East, his neighbor, William Dolan, was running for Virginia Attorney General. And Whipple was very interested in reading as much coverage of the race as possible. This was around the time when the internet was really revving up. So he started looking around, and he found that nearly all of the state's 33 dailies had an online presence.
Now, Tom Whipple's idea was to gather up all that political reporting and print it out in one package to be what we now call an aggregator. And he delivered that to his neighbor, Bill Dolan, every day. And it all grew from there.
And from that point, Dolan told others about Whipple's printouts, and then they themselves told others, and the word began to spread. And Whipple would actually send the report to anyone who asked, as long as they had an email account, so he didn't have to hand-deliver the reports to everyone.
Over the next 15 years, the Whipple Report became a must-read for editors, politicians, campaign managers, and all sorts of people in and out of politics. But eventually, Tom Whipple, who was already retired from one job when he started the report, decided it was time for him to do something else. But it took him a while to find someone he trusted to take over his work. And then in 2011, he found what he was looking for right there in Richmond, Katie.
We at the Virginia Public Access Project were very, very fortunate to be able to take over. We and he both believed that our nonpartisan ideals suited his original goal.
And the Whipple Report now lives on as VA News at vpap.org. In our next story, Virginia is rightfully proud of its state parks.
Thousands of campsites and hundreds of cabins. More than 350 miles of trails. And a wide
That's from a promotional video, and for years those campsites have been available on a first-come, first-served basis. Recently, it was suggested that the state put them on a reservation system, so they did a survey of state park users, and they found not much support for the change, so Katie, it looks like things will stay as they are.
And the advantage with the current system is that it provides a lot of flexibility that lets them easily deal with issues that may come up, whether it's that a site floods or that there are electrical hookup failures. It also means that if a camper who just wants to stay for one night and they've made a reservation, you know, a year in advance, that won't block out someone else who wants to stay for 2 weeks, since all of this can be accommodated as people arrive on the site.
So if you're planning a trip to a Virginia state park, it's still get up early for the best spots. The Virginia State Park story was written by Laura Peters of the Staten News Leader. Katie Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily roundup of reporting from newspapers around the state at VA News on vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.